had a special advantage on this day. People are very much fallen from spiritual standards. And to fall down from the spiritual standard means to spoil the human being. There is no education on this point. There is basic culture. Most of them do not believe that there is soul, spirit soul, and human life is meant for understanding it and make progress on that platform. Most of them, they do not. There is no education. Everyone reads Bhagavad Gita, mostly. But they do not understand the first lesson. Deena sinyatha dehe kauvana jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. Nobody understands. What is your understanding about this transmigration of the soul?
We consider that man gets a life after death according to his karma.
Yeah. Do you believe on this?
We have this belief.
Then what is the preparation? If we believe that we have to get another life after death, then what preparation we are making?
Preparation, we really truly speaking, we don't know much.
That is what I am saying.
This is what we would like to know from learned people.
That is our duty. Provided you want to learn it, but practically you are not interested. That is the pity of the situation. Nature's law is there, but they do not care for the nature's law. They are so irresponsible. Pratityakyamarani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Everything is being done by nature's law. And we are strictly under nature's law. Still, we are thinking independent.
Nature's laws are inexorable.
We cannot surpass. This nature's law is so strict, you cannot.
We can disobey. Bend it. It is inevitable.
Yes.
Inexorable.
Inevitable.
And then nobody can interfere.
No.
God alone.
God can do anything. He is all powerful. That is all.
But does he interfere in? Does he intervene in our actions?
Who?
I mean, God. Does he?
God interferes if you are a devotee. Otherwise, you have to undergo the laws of nature. Karmani nidhati kintu cha bhakti vaja. Karma, according to your karma, you are conducted by the laws of nature. Just like if you touch fire, the laws of nature is it will burn. If the child touches the fire, there is no excuse. The laws of nature will not excuse a child if this child does not know it has touched the fire, let it not be burned. No. Ignorance is no excuse. So you cannot surpass or avoid laws of nature. It is not possible. If you can eat one chata, and if you eat little more, then there will be trouble.
Then what about miracles performed by so many people?
That is rascal. Nobody can play anything. Magician also can make.
Interfere with the laws of nature.
Nobody can. It is all foolishness. All rascal. They are all rascals, and who understands the rascals, they are also rascals. Laws of nature cannot be changed.
There may be several laws which we don't know.
There are many laws. What do you know? You do not know anything.
We do not know. then I say those miracles may be possible according to those laws that we don't know.
There is no miracle. If you touch fire, it will burn. That's all.
Swamiji, is Bhakti Marg enough to have liberation?
Yes. Bhakti Marg, first of all, you must know what is liberation. What do you mean by liberation?
Jivan Mukti.
No, explain.
Man, feeling one with the consciousness, world consciousness.
Universal soul.
Universal soul is spirit, and you are also spirit.
Very true.
That sense you are one. But universal soul is different from you. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that there are two souls within the body. One soul is the individual soul, and the other soul is the super soul. That super soul is universal soul. And the individual soul, you are individual soul. As soul, the quality is the same, but you are individual soul, and God is universal soul. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated clearly, Khetra Khetragya. Khetragya is the soul. Khetra is this body. So, Khetrangancapi Mangabidhi Sarva Khetri Subharam. I am also Khetragya, so. But Sarva Khetri. You, individual soul, you know the pleasure and pains of your body, but you do not know what are the pleasure and pains of my body. Do you know?
No, sir.
Therefore, you are individual. You know the pleasure and pains of your body. I know the pleasure and pains of my body. But there is another soul, that is super soul. Sarva Khetre Subharata. He knows your pleasure pains, he knows my pleasure pains, he knows everyone's pleasure pains. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesha jnati. Therefore, as soul, they are one in quality. But in consciousness, they are different. He knows everyone's pleasure pains, I know my pleasure pains.
My humble prayer was, that by doing japa, by doing meditation, by doing bhakti marg, need we go to gyan marg also, or bhakti marg is enough by itself? That was my humble suggestion.
Bhakti marg is enough. Bhakti marg means it includes everything. Without gyan, there is no bhakti.
That's it.
The gyan is called Brahma Bhuta. That is real gyan. If you understand your position, then it is gyan. If you do not understand your position, then what is gyan? You follow?
Gyan to pehle hona chahiye.
Gyan not in the sense that you take it.
Therefore, Bhagavan says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When so long you are ajnan, in ignorance, you cannot be happy. You cannot be happy. But when you are in jnan, then you will be happy. That is the symptom of becoming jnani. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Atma becomes very happy. Na sochati, na kankati. He has no more any lamentation and anger. There are two things in this material world. We are hankering after something which we do not possess.
Good.
And we are lamenting for something which we possessed and we have lost. This is the disease, material disease. So when one comes to the platform of gyan, then he has no more such disease, hankering and lamenting. Here the whole world is going on lamenting and hankering. The Brahmahuta means na sochati, na kankati, and samas sarvesu bhuteshu. And here, so long we are on the material platform, we are not sama sarvesu bhuteshu. We are thinking, you are different from me, I am different from you. My interest is first, you are thinking your interest is first, and so on, so on. So, not sama sarvesu bhuteshu. But when you become actually jnani, Brahma Bhuta, sama sarvesu bhuteshu. When you are in this stage, na sochati, na kankati, samasarvesu bhuteshu, prasannatma, then bhakti begins. Mata bhakti labhate para. The bhakti is not so easy.
Bhakti depends on jnana. Well, it cannot be.
Bhakti means when one understands his real position. And all misunderstanding gone.
Ajnana.
When there is that last shloka in the 18th adhyaya, sarva dharmana parityajye mam ekam sharanam raja.
How you can do unless you understand your position? When you understand your position, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then you can do that. If I say immediately, Mr. Satan says, you give up everything, you become surrender unto me, will you do? No, you will not do. But when you understand your position, yes, it is my duty, then you will do it.
Brahma Bhuta means,
first of all, you understand your identity. You are now identifying yourself as Indian or as Brahmana or as Kshatriya, or white or black, and so many.
My first identification is my own body.
Yes. And that is ajnana.
That is ajnana.
So long you are identifying with the body, you are no better than the animal.
Correct.
So we are doing that.
Yeah.
We are fighting. I am Indian, you are Englishman, you are this, you are that, you are. But simply you are fighting like cats and dogs, they fight. So that is ajnana. How he can be Prasannatma? So when one becomes actually situated in spiritual life, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, That is the, in this way, when you make further progress, when you actually understand that you are eternal servant of God, then you surrender. Bhaunam janmanavanti jnanavahan maanga prapadvati. This situation takes many, many births to cultivate. And when he actually understands jnanavahan, not fools, rascals, maanga prapadvati, vasudeva sarvamiti, sa mahatma sudullava, that mahatma is very rare too. The bhakti is not so easy. Samahatma sudurla. It is not so easy. It takes many, many births to come to the understanding that Vasudeva Sarvami, Samahatma. Mahatmanasthamang prata devi prakriti mahasrita vajanti yanandamanasi. This is Mahatma.
Does the soul which passes from body to body, does it or he experience the pains and pleasures of my body?
Certainly. You just strike one dog, right? Does not feel pain. And Sar Jagadishchandra Bose has proved in the trees they feel pains and pleasures.
It means the soul which...
It is the stage. Just like the tree, if you cut, it does not feel so much pain and pleasure as a human being. It is the development of consciousness. So, in human form of body, the consciousness is developed. Therefore, he can understand what is his position. And therefore, for human being, there are shastras, the Vedas, the Puranas, to understand his position. When the tree cannot take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavati, a cat cannot take advantage.
Even an animal cannot.
Yes. So, if we do not take advantage of the opportunity of understanding my identification, then you are committing suicide. Jumping like cats and dogs, that's all. Saiva Gokhara. Such persons have been described as Gokhara. Go means cows and Khara means ass.
Khara means?
Ass. I think this Khara word is used by Urdu.
Khar.
Pir Bhabusti Bhisti Khara.
Khara means gada.
Gala. Yes.
Gada.
Saiva Gokhara, one who identifies his body.
Mood, as you explained last
time. Yes. This is going on. We should take advantage of this human form of life. And we must know what is our position, why we are in this material world. I am this body, or so many things. This is called Brahma Jigyan. But nobody is interested. That is the effect of bad education. And especially in the Western countries, they do not believe in the next birth. They do not believe. Although it is very clearly pointed out by Krishna, dehi nasmin yatha dehi kumara jogunam jara. The body is changing. From baby body is coming, becoming a boy is becoming a young man is becoming a middle-aged man, and the middle-aged man is becoming old man. The body is changing every moment, and still they do not. Every one of us, we know that we had a childhood body, a boy's body. Where is that body? That body is gone. I am existing But the body is not existing, therefore I have changed body. This simple word they do not know. Therefore they are called Murha. Krishna is pointing out, Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara yovanang jara tatha dehantara prati. Similarly, there is, after this, after so-called death, the soul changes to another body. And he still further clearly says, na hannate hannamane sarire. After this destruction of this body, the person is not killed, is not dead. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. These things are there, but nobody understands. And they are very good scholar, big, big student of Bhagavad Gita. But these things they do not understand. And they are writing very, very big, big comments.
In theory, everybody believes in that.
What is the nonsense? You must know it actually. What is the use of theory? Theory is no good. You must know actually. That is knowledge. Theory is not knowledge. Anyone can put forward some nonsense theory. That is not knowledge. Knowledge means factual. That is knowledge. So we have to take knowledge.
How to attain that knowledge?
Krishna is explaining, why don't you take it? The knowledge is there, but you refuse to accept. What is fault? Whose fault it is?
How should I persuade myself that
if you don't persuade, nobody can induce you to persuade. If you are obstinate, who can persist?
But it does persist. I quite agree. It persists.
But you must agree. Therefore, it is advised that vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet samitpani srutriyam brahmanistham tad vidhi panipatena. First of all, you have to surrender. But if you don't surrender, I will get knowledge. If you think you are very big man, then how will you get knowledge?
No, we don't think that we are big men.
No, no, everyone think thinks that, not petty. You. I don't think say particularly. Everyone thinks. No, no. I know everything.
We think that we are ignorant, petty creatures. Correct.
Think so, that you are ignorant, petty creatures, then you take knowledge from the authority. Why don't you take it? What is the meaning that you think that you are ignorant, petty creature, at the same time when the most learned person is giving you knowledge, Krishna, you don't take it?
But there are what so kind many of authorities presented to me.
Huh?
There is the Bible, there is the Quran, there is...
First of all, you are born in India. Why you are jumping to Bible?
No,
this is another foolishness. You take care of your own house, you are jumping like monkey to Bible.
In our own house, there are quite a few dharmas.
Therefore, acharyavan purusha veda, you have to follow the acharyas. In our country, there are acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahamudu, those are recognized authority. Acharyavan purusha veda. In the Bhagavad Gita, acharya upasana. You have to worship the acharya.
You have to look up to the acharya.
Yes, the acharya's parampara is there. Evang parampara praptam, evang rajasya.
There is no dearth of acharya in India. There is acharya. Rajanish, there is acharya.
No, there is acharya and there are fools also.
There is...
Acharya is there and fools are there. The agnostics are there. They will not accept any acharya. You accept some acharya, why you become skeptic? At least you have to accept Krishna as the supreme acharya. Why didn't you accept it? If you are embarrassed whom to select, acharya, So who can be better acharya than Krishna? Uh-huh. Why didn't you accept it? That means you want to avoid under some plea. Otherwise there is acharya. If you don't believe in other acharya, you take at least Krishna, who is accepted by all the acharyas. Either Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya or anyone who will not accept Krishna as the supreme teacher. Whole world is there understanding Krishna is the supreme teacher. At least at the present moment they are accepting. We are selling our books daily 5 to 6 lakhs worth. Only these Krishna consciousness books. And in our country we do not accept Krishna as the supreme acharya. What is it? That is our misfortune. Krishna is recognized acharya, there is no doubt about it. Krishna also says in Acharyangamang Bijanya. Acharyangamang Bijanya. Nabhamanita Karichi. Acharya and Krishna identical. Who is Acharya? Who speaks on behalf of Krishna? He is Acharya. Acharya means one who speaks on behalf of Krishna. There is Acharya.
Because Krishna never wrote any book.
He
therefore,
spoke.
We have to depend upon these.
Krishna did not write, but Krishna spoke. If you speak, and if I note down and write, what is the difference?
He did speak, yes.
Because he did not speak, therefore it is not good. He spoke, and I note down. You note down. Then it is as good. Krishna was speaking and Sanjay was noting, and that was written by Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata. So what is the difference?
That is one discourse. That is one only Bhagavad Gita.
That is sufficient. First of all, you understand a few lines of Bhagavad Gita, then jump over others.
Then what about
this? See, about this only one line. Kathade antara prapti. Dhirastatta namuyati. If you simply understand this one line, your life will be successful.
Kindly explain this line.
This line, it is clear that you have to change this body. Have you got any objection to take it?
No. This is obvious.
Then why you are not serious, what kind of body I am going to get? Here is a body tree. If you are going to accept a body like this, just how miserable it will be. Why you are not afraid? Just like if you want to go from here Chandigarh to Delhi, you have to arrange so many things. So what we are doing? That we have to change this body. And there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. Which body I am going to get? Why you are not serious? We are spoiling our life.
That 8 million is that fixed thing. So many animal species and genera have become extinct.
8,400,000 species. Everything is there.
Those that have become extinct, dinosaurs and those.
That is Rascal's theory. Nothing extinct.
This is not correct.
No. That's like he says that the man comes from monkey. Monkey is extinct. What is the question of extinction? There is no question of extinction. That different species of life and according to your karma, just like there are first class, second class, third class compartments. If you pay for the first class, you enter into the first class. You cannot say the third class is extinct. According to your karma, karmana daivana trena jantar deha upapatti. According to, as you pay, if you pay for third class, you enter into third class compartment. If you pay for first class, you enter into first class. So it is according to your karma, you will get a body. Why it should be extinct?
Because it is extinct. We find there are those...
You do not find.
Fossilized.
You simply repeat Darwin, that's all. You do not find. You do not say anything. You simply hear from Darwin. You have taken Darwin as your authority. But you don't take authority Vedas. That is your problem.
Darwin had drawn that theory from, observation.
Where from he has drawn? He has speculated only, like a Ruskin, that's all. Where from he got this thing? He has said that it is my speculation. Speculation is no knowledge. You can speculate in your own way. Knowledge gathered from the authority, that is real knowledge.
राज्य सब शाम को आ
जाएंगे। यार पब्लिस इन चाइनीज लैंग्वेज, यूरोपियन।
But with your comments are
no comments means to explain the original.
Yes, yeah. You have explained also in that copy.
Yeah.
From where we can get, sir?
We can get from our temple. Yeah.
Yes.
All from the panel.
Nehru Park. Dr. Kay.